If you have your Bibles, turning with me to Hebrews chapter 3, and going to read a couple portions of Scripture. So thankful for we had the first service, and then we got RT Kids and the second service going on at the same time. And so thankful for all the ministries of RT. How many of you brought your Bibles to the house of God? Amen. Praise God. The Word of the Lord tells us, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, somebody say today, if you will hear His voice. Verse 12 says, take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily. Somebody say today. Well, it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. The psalmist writes in Psalm 95:7, it says, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, somebody say today, if you will hear His voice. I want to talk and preach, minister this morning on this thought, the power of today, the power of today. Would you lift your voices to the Lord this morning? Would you pray that God would help us to be doers of His word? Father in heaven, we come before You this morning. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for the first service, God. We're thankful and rejoice for Brother Andres, God, receiving the Holy Ghost, God, for the RT Kids ministry taking place upstairs, God. We're thankful for that. But God, we pray right now that You would help us be hearers and doers of Your word this morning. Help us to be challenged. Help us to be edified. Help us to be convicted and blessed, God. But Lord, that Your word would fall on good ground, God. And we give You the praise. We give You the glory. We give You the honor this morning, oh God, because You are worthy of prayer and praise, oh God. In Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Amen. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. The recipients of the book of Hebrews were those that were Christians because others were Christians and shared the gospel with them. Hebrews 2 and 3 tells us, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation that first began to be spoken of the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him? These folks were not recent converts or novices. And Hebrews 5 and 12 will tell us, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. So we understand that these were not new believers. And some of us here this evening are not new believers. You've been serving the Lord a long time. Praise God. Amen. And to God be the glory. And I celebrate because there's several of you here today that you've been in the church a lot longer than you were out in the world. Amen. That's a testimony of the faithfulness of our Lord. Yeah. To God be the glory this morning. But with that, we can have the tendency to become complacent. Amen. Amen. Or get comfortable with our relationship with the Lord. Yeah. You know, a recliner is comfortable, but life is not. No. Life's not comfortable. Just when you think life is getting comfortable, you know, you get a flat tire, you know, something happens, and you run out of mayonnaise or something, you know, and life can be fast and uncertain. It's definitely unfair. And the Bible tells us in Matthew 5 and 45, the word of the Lord says that ye be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. And there's great opportunity and potential in understanding that there is power in today. Amen. When we say there's power in today, sometimes it just kind of, we say it, or you're like, what are you referencing, Pastor? I'm referencing is that we cannot underappreciate what God is doing today. Hallelujah. We cannot be so enamored with the future, so enamored with tomorrow or what's next, and underappreciate or disregard what God is doing today. Today's the present day. Today is all we have as we know it. And the busiest day of the week is tomorrow. The most planned out day, usually tomorrow. The most common day on the calendar that folks will make a change is tomorrow. Most diets start tomorrow. We plan for tomorrow. In fact, most of you would have calendars filled with stuff that for things that we're not even there yet, but we're planning. And procrastinators will all unite tomorrow. It's been said over and over again that failure to plan is planning to fail. And I believe that. We got to plan for the future, but we've got to live for today. We've got to seize today. The Bible tells us to do all things decent and in order in 1 Corinthians 14 and 40. But we plan and we prioritize and we make accommodations for tomorrow and for next time. But what about what God has blessed us with today? The Lamentations, it talks about the mercies of the Lord are renewed every day, and great is his faithfulness. And we'll get to tomorrow. Tomorrow will be there, and tomorrow's going to have enough trouble and excitement and good news and bad news that we don't need to hurry up and get into tomorrow, but we need to celebrate, we need to appreciate, we need to do all we can for God today. Amen. It's the power of today. You know, there hasn't been a day like today ever. Today's a miracle. Today's a blessing from the Lord. Notice this. The United Nations keeps track of the number of births per minute, per hour, per day, and per year in the United States. Notice this. 445 people are born every hour. Don't worry. Pastor's not going to preach an hour. I'm not a long-winded preacher. Hopefully you don't think I am. 10,687 people are born every day. 8 people are born every second. That's the power of today. And despite the uncertainty of the economy and the job prospects, and the U.S. is still home to a vast majority of wealth, and although there's inflation and inflammation, maybe too, but there's according to an article I read and researched, data's a little old. It's from 2019, but in the United States of America, 1,700 people become millionaires every day. Turn to your neighbor and tell them that could be me. So we talk about statistics. We talk about the power of today. But the psalmist tells us in Psalm 118 and 24 that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice. And we will be glad in it. And God help us if we disregard today, this hour, this moment, and all that God is doing because we're looking for something else or the next best thing. Can I tell us, we've got to do all we can with our relationship with God today to know him and to make him known. That's the power of today. That's the power of saying, you know what, if it hadn't been for the Lord, if it hadn't been for somebody that stopped in their day and taught me a Bible study, if it hadn't been for somebody that prayed with me on their day when they were busy and said, time out, my brother, my sister needs a prayer. If it wasn't for somebody saying, you know what, I don't know what you're doing today, but you're going with me down to RT for the next 90 minutes. God's going to do something because there's power in today. Today only happens once in a lifetime. As much as we might want to or need to, we cannot reschedule today. It's here. It's now. Yeah, we're living in chaotic times. This scripture even declares and tells us that perilous times shall come and times that the world could only imagine has taken place, and we're seeing it before our eyes. But if I can help somebody here today, that today can be the day for you that everything changes. Today could be the day for you where you leave with a changed heart, fresh perspective, a renewing in your heart and mind. Today could be the day where you lay everything down at the foot of the cross and you don't pick it up when you leave out the door, but you lay it down. For you, we cast all of our cares on him, for he careth for us. That's the power of today. That's the power of the word of God, that it could change every circumstance. It could heal. It could deliver. It's sharp. It cuts going in. It cuts out. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart, but it wounds, or it heals the wounds, and it mends the hearts, and it could restore things, and it also can make all things new, and it can bless us, and yet it can convict us, and it does everything that we think it can do, but then it does exceeding and abundantly of things that we can only imagine. That's the power of today. That's the power of God. That's the God that we serve today, and we have got to make sure that we're in the kingdom and we're part of the kingdom and we're seeking first the kingdom today, not tomorrow, not when I get things situated, when I pay some stuff off, when they ask me, or when I could get to a certain point in time in my life. Can I tell you that certain point in time in your life may never come, but we have today. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Saints of God, if we make it to tomorrow, tomorrow's going to have enough for tomorrow. But we got to take care of today. Sufficient for today. Somebody say the power of today. You know, the future of the church is happening today. It's happening right now. This is the future of the church. This is what's happening today. The investments that we make today in our relationship with the Lord will have eternal payoffs because of what we do now. Just think about that. There's never going to be a perfect time. Psalmist tells us in Psalm 95 and 7, today, if you will hear his voice. Sometimes we get more excited about tomorrow than we are about today. Show me on the calendar where tomorrow is. Because it's not a date on the calendar. In fact, we've heard people say that, well, we're going to do all we can next time, tomorrow. Don't let tomorrow negate what God is doing today. James 4 and 14 says, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow? For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. We live in an amazing place, the Central Coast, and you see the marine layer, you see the fog that begins to roll in, and then it's gone. That's just what James is referring to. He says, how do you know more about your life, or what do you know your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. You know that today will quickly become yesterday? We can't reach back into yesterday and do anything about it. But what a blessing to be in constant connection to the Lord today. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said in Matthew 4 and 17, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. There is a necessity for labors right now in the kingdom of God. Today, some of you can be a prayer warrior instead of a worrier. Today, somebody could be a worshiper instead of a whiner. Today, imagine that. The power of choice today. We can be we can change from being a pessimistic person to being a person with the heart of thanksgiving. Yeah. Being thankful for what I do have. Yeah. We need to be the kind of people that walk around, smile, like the song says, there's joy in the house of the Lord, and know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Why you got so much joy? You got everything you need, I got everything I need, and a little bit of what I want, but this joy that I have, the world didn't give it. The world can't take it away. I was glad when they said unto me, Let's go into the house of the Lord. I'm not going to let anybody or anything minimize the power of today. It is my choice to choose to be unhappy. It is my choice to focus on what did not happen, but I choose to focus on the goodness of the God that I serve, because all my life he's been faithful. He's never done me nothing but good. He's kept me. He brought me. Even when he's acquainted with all of my ways, he still loves me. As far as the east is to the west, so is his love for me. And today I choose to worship him. Today I choose to lift my hands and to lift my voice, to stomp my feet, to give in the offering. Today I choose to amen the preacher. Today I choose to be a Christian. I choose to love him today, because he first loved me. We need an urgent reminder of the power of today. That you can make a difference in the life of your family today. You know, God is speaking to us every day, but we become so busy, become so distracted, preoccupied, taking things for granted that we vowed that we never would, and sometimes we find ourselves in that same cycle. Hebrews 3 and 7 says, today if you will hear his voice. Yeah. What do we have to put on mute? What do we need to disconnect so we can hear his voice? Amen. So we can hear his voice for ourselves. Why? Because sometimes it's in, he speaks in this still, small voice. The comforting power of the Holy Ghost is also the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. But today, God has sent me to remind us and talk to us about the power that each of us have for today. Because we can choose today to draw back from the Lord, or we can choose to submit ourselves to him like never before today. James 4 and 7 says, submit yourself therefore to God. Verse 8 says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. To cleanse your hands, purify your heart today. Don't have to wait. There's the power of today. If we will, he will. What some of us need to do this morning, this afternoon, is we need to have an attitude and a mindset like Joshua had. Joshua 24 and 15 says, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day, somebody say today, whom you will serve, whether the gods, little g, which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Today. Amen. That was a day that Joshua stood in front of everybody. He just talked about it. He was about it. He did it. He declared to everyone and his family and himself and said, you know what? You decide for you, but today we're going to serve God. And it was the power of a today for Joshua that he had the ability to make a difference. And he made the choice, and it was not only personal, it affected so many others. You go back to Joshua 24, and you look at verse 31, and notice the powerful testimony of a man that had a power of today mentality. He said, and Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived or overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done. The power of a man that said, you know what? I'm going to serve the Lord. My family's going to serve the Lord. And today we have decided, we put a stake in the ground, we've settled it all over again, that we're serving the Lord. And we're not going to serve any other gods. We're not going to get caught up in what's happening in the world. We're not going to get our eyes on paganism and idolatry and deceitfulness of sin and the lust of everything and the cares of this world. But no, we're going to serve God. And because he served God and he had a power of today mentality. There was a generation that even outlived him that served the Lord. Oh, what would happen today if we got that same spirit, that same conviction, and say, you know what? Whatever comes, I've decided that today I'm going to serve God, no matter who else, who doesn't, who did, who quit, whatever comes our way, I'm going to serve God. Today, I'm going to serve him. What if Joshua had chose to do something different? What if he said, you know what? I quit. Go ahead. Everybody do what you want. Doing it anyways. But no, Joshua had the power of today, conviction that I'm going to serve the Lord. The spiritual choice we make today is one of the greatest influences we'll make in the lives of the next generation. We can't hold off anymore. We've got to realize and seize the day today. We've got to do it today. Young people, we've got to do it now. Ecclesiastes 12:1 says, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Serve God when you're young, strong, good looking. No bills, no stress. Still got all your hair and most of your teeth. You know, just serve the Lord when you're young. Man, when you look good, like Brother Bautista, looking awesome all the time. Just $1 million smile, you know. Serve, and it says, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou sayest, I have no more pleasures in them. Proverbs 24:27 says, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thy house. Do your planning and prepare your fields before you building your house. Live for today, but plan for tomorrow. But make sure you give 100% today with your relationship with God. Don't give him leftovers. Don't give him the third string worship and the, well, I guess I better give an offering and I guess we better go to church because we haven't been there. No, the devil is a liar. I'm giving God the best day, the best time, my best worship, my best prayer time, the first fruits. I'm going to do it today because there's a power in today. There's enough going on for tomorrow if the Lord allows. Sometimes you could be tired for tomorrow and not even be there yet. Anybody ever have that feeling? You look at your calendar, you're like, I'm already tired for tomorrow. I need a nap for tomorrow. Let me just take one, take two naps on Sunday. Thank the Lord, Pastor. We got no more Sunday night. We could take a nap for the next 2 days. I got to preach to somebody today that may never hear the gospel tomorrow. 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. 3 years ago, some of you remember, I made a vow that either myself or somebody on the ministry team throughout their pre-service prayer, scripture reading, or through my sermon somehow, we were going to figure out a way and find a way to implement the plan of salvation every service. So I've come to tell one and all under the sound of my voice today, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. For the remission of sins, yep. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. For the promise is unto you, right. And to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's the power of today. Yeah. When this was told for the first time, when the Apostle Peter said it for the first time in Acts chapter 2. You get to the very end of Acts chapter 2, right, where he gets about verses 42 through 47, and it says, and the Lord added to the church daily. It was daily because somebody said, you know what? I love you, but I love you so much to tell you that there's a God that will forgive you of your sins if you repent of your sins. And if you repent of your sins, he'll fill you with the Holy Ghost, which is the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And then you can get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. for the remission of sins. It's not to join a church. It's the plan of salvation. It is the plan of salvation, being born again of water and spirit. Can I tell you, that's the power of today, that you don't have to wait to a perfect service. You can pray through at your home, at the side of your bed. You can find an altar. You can be in your car talking to the Lord and begin to talk to him about anything. That's the power of today. You don't got to wait till Wednesday. You don't have to wait till a revival service. You don't have to wait till pastor's done and calls the altar call. Right there and then, you can lift your hands. You can talk to the Lord, and he can fill you with his spirit. Fools plan on getting right with God tomorrow. But what if that day never comes? You know, I didn't want to be morbid today and bring you statistics of how many people die every day, because you know what? We serve a God of the living. A God that makes all things beautiful in his time. But there will always be more excuses if that's what we're looking for. Felix, a man in Acts chapter 24 and 25, told the apostle Paul, he says, and he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. And Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time, for when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. When it's a convenient season, when will it ever be a convenient season? It's always something that comes up. Oh, yeah. What if that convenient season never came? Today, we have the power of choice to be godly, to be modest, to be holy, to be friendly, to be compassionate, to be bold, to be loving, but to be just. Today. For all too long, some have contemplated and talked about repentance. What about today? About getting baptized. Getting a Bible study. Don't just get back in church. Be the church. 2 Corinthians 6 and 2 says, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and that in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now, today, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. What an amazing opportunity. You know, sometimes we miss our appointments, but there is coming an appointment. There's going to be an appointment that we're all not going to be able to reschedule, postpone, or cancel, or just not go to. You ever have some appointments like, oh, I'm just not going. Call you for jury duty, you're like, oh, I'm not going. There's going to be an appointment.
Yeah.
You know what our greatest moment is? There's some great moments in life, right? Anybody remember when you got the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Anybody remember when you first gave your life to the Lord?
Yep.
First got married, right? Yes. You remember your first paycheck? Your first car? You have to push it and jump in and start. Your first girlfriend? We won't talk about your first kiss, right? Your first million, right? Some of you are working on your second million. You gave up on your first million, right? But our greatest moment is not one of those. Anybody old enough to remember when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon? Great moment. Barry Bonds broke the home run record. Great moment. But it's not our life's greatest moment.
No.
Sister Castillo, our life's greatest moment is when every knee shall bow.
Yep.
And every tongue shall confess. When we stand before the throne, oh, what a moment. Waited my whole life for this moment. A moment that'll impact eternity when we hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come in. Let me show you your mansion. Let me show you where you live over here. It's taken all this time to get it together for you because you know what? In down there, you had a baloney budget, but I know you had a prime rib taste this whole time. So here you are. We got the greatest things up here in heaven. Why? Because there's a God that loves us and has given us the power of today. He's given us the power of the Holy Ghost. He's given us the power to be a witness. He's given us the power of life and death in the tongue. We can choose today to speak life. We can choose today to speak the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can choose today to be a worshiper. We can choose today to tell somebody about Jesus.
Amen.
That's the power of today. Sometimes we're praying for stuff and God is saying, you know what? I would answer your prayer if you would just even do a little bit of what you know. Because we trust God, but sometimes God is saying, I'm not sure I can trust you. It's the power of today. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. We cannot loaf around spiritually. Become lazy with our walk with God. And we got to stop making statements like, someday. How about today? How about what some of the elders, I grew up with some of the elders saying, if the Lord will, if the Lord allows, I'll be there. We'll do it in Jesus' name. Not someday. Someday, you know, I may. No, today. I'll witness to the lost. Today I'll say I'm sorry. Today I'll give. Today I'll testify. We'll see God do some amazing things. We know too much. We've seen too much. We serve a God that is able to do an excess according to the power that worketh in us. That's the power that's in us. You shall receive power, and greater works than these shall you do, and you shall have power. And that's today. It's not, if you're filled with the Spirit, you've got that power today. It's got to stir up in you. It's got to be explosive. It's the dynamite. It's the dunamis power that's spoken of in Acts 1 and 8. It's an explosive power. It can explode in the face of the enemy and say, you know what? I know what the report says, but the report of the Lord says something else, and it's going to say something else today because we believe in healing. We believe in miracles, and we don't just believe it. I'm a testimony. I'm an experience. I can point to you people that happened right here that are here this morning. And you know what? If he's done it once, he can do it again. If he did it for them, he can do it for you. That's the power of today. There's people that can be healed right now just by speaking the name of Jesus. Say, you know what, Pastor, I'm not going to wait for the elders to anoint me with oil, but right now I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to lift my voice, and I'm going to believe that God is doing surgery in my body right now. He's touching my mind. He's making a way where there's a seam, there's going to be a way. That's the power of the God that we serve today.
Amen.
Somebody say today.
Amen.
We got to exhort one another today, daily.
Amen.
Hebrews 3:13 says, today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Sin will try to trick you.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. We used to sing a song back in the old days. Sunday school. Devil is a sly old fox. If I could catch him, I'd put him in a box.
Yeah.
I'm not looking to catch the devil. I'm looking to stomp on him under my feet. Today. Today is the day to be on fire for God.
Amen.
To live for God with all that we have.
Yeah.
For he is our God.
Amen.
We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, not tomorrow. Some may be struggling with things from yesterday. That was a struggle for yesterday. It doesn't have to be the same struggle for today. Maybe I'm tempted with something from yesterday. You don't got to be fall to that again today. And in fact, you are not what you are tempted by. Your failures and your past, are leave them there in the past. Don't bring them with you into today. Leave them there. Don't carry anything from today and don't push something into tomorrow. Deal with it today. It's got to be an urgency. All of our hearts, all of our lives, myself included, about today, seizing the day and doing what we can for God now. Sometimes the longer we're in a relationship with the Lord, the longer we're in the church, we begin to get a little bit more comfortable. But we're living in a prophetic age, biblical end time, where it's going to continue to be uncomfortable. More skepticism, more apathetic, more deceit, lovers of pleasure, ungodly, ruthless. That's why we got to do what we can today to make sure we gird up the loins of our mind and put on the full armor of God. And having done all to stand today for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 3:12 says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." You need to have a mind and a heart that says, you know what, I don't care what is happening. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm not going to depart from living for God. And I'm not going to give a heart of unbelief. You believe what you want to believe, but I still serve a God that could part the Red Sea.
Yeah.
I still serve a God that if you go through the fiery furnace, He'll be there with you, that could shut the mouth of lions, that still owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I still serve a God that could call those things that are not as though they are. I still serve a God that could feed a multitude with a sack lunch. That, you know what? You've come too late to tell me about some things that God did in the scripture that He can't do it again. If He did it in the scripture, that's a prerequisite. That's just an appetizer for what He's going to do later on. That's the power of today, that if He did it once, He can do it again. If I dreamed about it then, talked about it, it's been prophesied, if we wondered about it, God can make those things come to pass today.
Yeah.
The musicians begin to make their way. So what will you do with the challenges, the encouragement, the edification, the call, the pulling you of the power of today? Some of you have held on as to a crutch of your past to as a hindrance from growing in Christ because you're afraid of what others may think. What others think has in no comparison to what God knows and where God's taking you. No comparison. Eye hath not seen nor ear hath heard, neither has it entered in the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for us. And God's arm's not short and His ear's not closed up, that He can't help us and He can't open things that need to be opened up. If He's got to recreate something and He said, I make all things new and He's going to do a new thing, hey, why not with you? And why not now? Why not today? Romans 13:11, as we stand across the sanctuary, and that knowing the time, then now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Tell your neighbor, wake up. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. If you believed it so strong in the beginning, it ought to be even stronger now. Look across this congregation today. Some of you have fought through so much to be here today. So much. And that's only a little bit of what I know. But you know what God has done and what He's doing. Some of you today have the power of today that will transform the next generation of your family by the choice you make today. the power. I want to challenge us all to step it up. Go deeper with the things of God. To reach higher. To draw closer. Plan for tomorrow, but live for God today. Do all that you can. Does anybody want to do better? Is anybody going to do better? Anybody need to repent? Anybody need to forgive? Anybody need to give your life to the Lord? Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, just lift our voices across the sanctuary right now. Oh, Jesus.